We are on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Around 15 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Sheshes by the small test of the Ein Mishpat. Amar Rav Sheshes Akeifa Bepikodin Nasa Olav Gazla. A person is Akeifa Bepikodin, he had received a Pikodin, and now the mafkid comes to him and asks him, he should return the pikodin. He's a kaifa be pikodin. He never got the pikodin. It got lost. Is nasa olav gazlan. So he becomes, through the kfire, gives him a din gazlan, v'chayev ba'onsen, and he's chayev ba'onsen. Which is bemesin as amir de kechidish, all the time. In order to become a gazlan, one has to make a maisa kinyan. And here, there's no maisa kinyan whatsoever. The kvira alone makes him for a gazlan. The zachiyav onsen. The tana tune, and he brought a raya from a baraisa. The kichesh bo, it says, in saif pashas vayikra, it speaks about Shvuas HaPikodin. It says, V'kichesh bo. Lomad no einish. It says, V'kichesh bo. And then afterwards it says, V'eshebes HaGzeila. Lomad no einish. And we'll see in Rashi, from V'eshebes HaGzeila, we see the Zachi of Onsen. Hazore minayim. Where do we find the Hazore? That where was he muzer not to be makrish in order to be chayiv ba'onsen? Talmud Loima, it says in Kedoshim Leisach Achashu. My love, la'onish moment, which is a very misleading lotion, just let's say over Rashi's girsa, my love, einish kvira. That the chi of onsen is an einish for his kvira. He was makachish, he was makrish. So for that, he's chayev onsen. The Kaish Yeshua says, a fellow according to our girsa, we have to say pshat, einish the kofrei, Mummy. Einish mummy means that there's an einish because he was kaifa mummy. So the Gemara loy, loinish vue. The chiyev onsen is not because of the kvire. The chiyev onsen is because of the shvue sheker that he had made. He had made a shvue sheker. And that is why he's chayev ba'onsen. We'd just like to say over the psukim, in Bayikra Hei, Posik Chof Aleph, and Posik Chof Gimel and Chof Dalet. Nefesh Kisechta Mol Amal Bashem V'chichesh Ba'amisoi B'pekod. But let's just start with Chichesh Ba'amisa B'Pekodin, which would seem that he was makrish. He asked him, should we turn the Pekodim? And he was makrish. Then it says, V'hoya k'yechto v'oshem, v'heshev esagzeila ashagosel. And we'll see in Rashi, this means he's chayav ba'onsen. So, it says v'kichesh ba'misoi, and the einish is v'heishiv esagzeila shagosel, which is chiyav onsen. And that the Baraisa said, where do we have? Here we have an einish. Where do we have azore leisachachashu? So that was the raya to Rav Sheshes. And a kefir pikodnim is nas olol gazlan. Now perhaps let us say the next pasuk, which we'll see is Oy motza aveidim, because Mordat doesn't bring v'chichesh ba'amisa, the Mord brings the next pasuk. Oy motza aveidim v'chichesh bo v'nish ba'al shokel. Next pasuk where it says v'chichesh bo, and that the baraisa brought the raya from v'chichesh bo, v'nish ba'al shokel, and there it says he swore false also. So the Gemara brought a raya from the v'chichesh alone is the chi of onsen. And the Zohar is, and it says, Lo Yisachachashe. So, my love, Lo Einish Kvira, or means, this is an Einish for the Kviras, the Kviras moment. So the Gemara says, Loi Lo Einish Shvur. The Chi of Onsen is, because it says, V'chichesh Bo V'nish Ba'al Shoka. It was a Hakchosha with a Shvur. That is why he's Chi of Onsen. About Hakrosha without a Shvuah, it could be you're not Chayav Onsen. So the Gemara asks, Omidiktoni Sefer the Ishtabim, the Sefer that Baraisa speaks about when he swore, Machal the Reisha, the Lo Ishtabim. So Baraisa says, the Reisha, that you're Chayav Onsen is speaking about without a Shvuah, because the Sefer says, when you swore, you're Chayav Kel Chemish Boshem. Diktoni seifo v'nishba al shoker. That's what it says. V'chichesh bo v'nishba al shoker. So the Baraisa in Darshins v'nishba al shoker. Lamadnu einish that is chayim chaimish va'osham azore minayim tamad loim eloise shakro. So the seifo says if it's nishba al shoker then is chayim chaimish va'osham. And the Zohar is from Loise Shakru. And the Reisha would seem that he's Chayev Ba'onsen, that's the Einish for the Kvire, and that's without a Shvuah. And with the Sefer, the Ishtabe, since the Sefer is speaking about that he swore, Reisha the Lo Ishtabe. So it's a Raya, that for the Vekichesh Ba'onsen alone, you're Chayev Onsen. Omri, so the Gemara says, no, Idi, the Ishtabe. Inside the Reisha, inside the Sefer, are speaking about that he swore. V'kichesh bo v'nish ba'al shoker. Aye, the Reisha says he's chayev v'onsem, and the Sefer says he's chayev keren chaymish v'osham. Kan shahoyde. The Sefer speaks the Omri idividi, shtabe. Both cases, both bovers are speaking about that he swore. Kan shahoyde, if he was moide after the shvuah that he swore false, then he's chayv keren chaymish v'osham. Kan shaboide, and the Reisha is speaking about that he was not moide, and Edim were made that he swore false. Also Edim chayv v'onsen. If Edim came, then he's chayv v'onsen. Oiduyi oide, but if he was moide, Chai v'keren v'chaymish v'osham. Let us see Rashi. Akeifer v'pekodn ubo eidim nasa olav gazlan mishas kfirim. As soon as he was keifer, he becomes a gazlan. Afal pi shaloi nishba. Even though there was no shvuah, he becomes a gazlan, according to Rav Sheshes, with the kfirim. Umikan ve'eilech ein loy din d'shem achinam elachayev ba'ointzim im ye'onetz. Now, l'chayre, this Rashi is a little unclear. Rashi says, after the kfire ein loy din d'shem achinam elachayev ba'ointzim. Rabbi Kevege has a suffix by a person who is a kaifa b'pikodin, a shema that's a kaifa b'pikodin, does he lose the din shema? And let us say a very negendike nafkamine. Let's say a person was a kaifa bepikodin when the pikodin was worth a zuz. Fine. Then later, he was kaifa bepikodin. So he's nasa lo gadin, he's chayva zuz now. Now later, it was nisyakir, and he was pesheya. Now, Hashema, it was pesheya, and it got lost, it got ruined. So, Hashema pays the value, how much it was worth, Peshas Pshia. So he pays Peshas Pshia, so let's say it was worth 5 zuz now. So if he still has a din shema, so he has to pay 5 zuz. Yechayev ba'onsen al tekvir, he have a din gazlan, but you were made a shema. The din shema never fell off. So you're a gazlan and a shema. So if you were peshay, one was nishyaka, you'll pay 5 zuz. Or there's a svara to say that he doesn't want you to be a shema. A shema who's kaifa b'pekodin, he doesn't want you to be a shema. You're not trustworthy anymore. So it could be the kvira is a sibbe that you become a shema. I'm a shema. I'm a gazla now. I'm not a shema. So if I was, so there's no chiyuv shmira on me now, al shema. So if I was peshay later, I won't be chayim. So this is a sofik rabbi kevega. Now, the lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Va'av apiyiv, mikan ve'ilech, ein lo yidin d'shema chinam. So if we would stop over here, what seems, if he doesn't have a din shema. Could be that's what Rashi means. The din of Shem Achina doesn't have period. That would be the parshas lashon of Rashi. There's only one chiyuv now. So perhaps that is the mashmoyis of Rashi. I mean, Rashi is ein loy din de Shem Achina. So we have enough in the Rashi to be poshut Rabbi Kevega Sofik. Else Rashi means ain't like din d'shem mechinim to be potter from bonsin alachayev bonsin, but could be in that nekud he doesn't have a din of shem mechinim, but could be the chiyuv shmira still exists. V'kichesh bo lamadnu loinish. It says v'kichesh bo v'nish bar shoke lamadnu loinish tersiv basrei v'heishiv esagzeila. It says v'heishiv esagzeila. Alma koma lei birshusei mishas vekichesh ad diovid ashove vizehu einsha. Now I'd like to be ma'ira. Rashi says a mouthful over here. We have to understand what Rashi is saying. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshe says that the shema that was a kaifa bepikodin is chayev ba'onz. That's a noinish. We found the azore. It's a chachashu. Where does it say he's chayev ba'onsin? Where did Rashi see this? Rashi says, d'chsiv ba'asrei ve'heshiv es ha'gzeila. Now, where does it say over here that you're chayev ba'onsin? It says, ve'heshiv es ha'gzeila. You have to return, you became a gazan, you have to return the gzeila. Where does it say he's chayev ba'onsin? Alma, Rashi says, Koma lei birshusei. So you see it's in his rishus. Mishas vekichesh ad ovid ashovet. Zeu oincha. So what is Rashi saying over here? I think Rashi is saying as follows. There's a Rashi in Mesechtes Chulin that the Gemara has a pesasofik, if Adam oisar dovo sha'inei shaloi, a person can ask for something that's not his. So Rashi says, if a person gazled something, he picked it up, im higviyai almanas legoizlo, that's called shaloi, so then Adam oisar, even though it's not shaloi, but this is shaloi. Taisvus asks, shaloi? that didn't become shaloi. If a person steals something, it's a shaloi. You can't be magdish it. So the Chasam Sofer says, Rashi means, is chayev ba'onsin. After he stole chayev ba'onsin, and achiyev ba'onsin gives him dinei bailas. He's called a bailam, lagabi certain in yonim. Nishtel su chometz, he says, you see, a guy gives him a pekodin. I'm not over by your or by your motzim. The guy is chometz. I'm a kabbal achayis on the pekodin. It's considered like it's my chometz already. So you see, kabbalas achayis gives him a din bailas. It's his leisa. That means, so kabbalas achayis gives him a din bailam. The word veheshev, the word from Heshev means you should return. Now, return means if it was once mine, then I return it. If it never became mine, the word Veheshev is not applicable. I'm not returning it. It never was mine. Veheshev means I'm returning it. So Rashi seems to be saying, since it says veheshev es gzeila, you should return the gzeila. So I say, I had already a shtickle violence in it, and now I'm a chuyif to return it. So alme kamalei b'shuse. So it's an isra shusla gabi onsen. That's what Rashi means. So if I'm chayev onsen, that's a shtickle violence. So I have to return it. So we see that he's chayev onsen. Mishas v'kichesh ad the ovid hashogem. So he returns it. So the Gemara brought a raya from this paraisa that after the kiche shalom is chay bonch, he has a dingazel is chay bonch. Ochi gosina my love, einish, the einish is for the kvire. Chloima einish the mai, love the anish a kvire apal gav the lo yishtap, even though he didn't swear. Loi einish shvue, hay einish the onshei kro lischayev ba'onsim mishum shvue shekeri. That's because of the shvue sheker. Aval he loi yishtabe, but if he didn't swear, loi. Back to Gemara, how could you say the reish of the baraisa that says lischayev ba'onsim is because of the shvue sheker? Let's look at the sefer. The sefer says, V'nish bar sheker l'man l'loinish t'chsiv b'asrei chay mishvosha. That's the oinish. Azorim inayin tam aloim aloise shakru. Da'aynu azoras shvuas sheker. Now Rashi is going to explain, this lav is in Kedoshim. And this is a lav on a shvuas sheker. Now where did Chazal see the aloise shakru is speaking about a shvuas? Maybe aloise shakru means you're not to say lies. So Rashi says, it says, loisi shakru, ishba misai, then it says, loisi shavu bishmi la shoker. Mm-hmm. So since the loisi shakru is next to loisi shavu, so it would seem that the loisi shakru is also al yedei shua. Uma loisi shakru nafkalon, the azore, for a nishba le sheker, by kviras momin, we learn of loisi shakru. The Bishvuas Kviras Momen Mishtoi, how do I know that Loise Shakru is speaking about a Shvuav Kviras Momen? Kedersiv Loise Shakru Ish Ba'amisoi. So it seems it's a Bein Odom Lachaberoi Dike Sheker. I'm being Meshaker Ba'amisoi. Kemoi Vekichesh Ba'amisoi Bepikodim. Just like over there, I'm Makrishim. The Pekodim, I'm makish that this is his Pekodim. Here I'm swearing that this is not his Pekodim. So the Gemara says, so from the Sefer we see, the Sefer speaking about the Oynish Shvuah, would seem the Reish is speaking about the Oynish Kvira, and Yechayim, the way Rav Sheisha says. So the Gemara says, no. Tan Shehoide, B'Sefer Shehoide, and Yechayim, Sheish Chaymish V'Osham. And the Reish is speaking about without Edo Edim came, then Yechayev Bonsim. Let us see Taisvis, and perhaps we'll get a little clearer in Taisvis. My love, Oynish the mummy. The Oynish of Kviras mummy. He was Kaifa the mummy. Tema b'momein ma'ishayich loyma loyonish elim kein hizeh. The Gemara asks a kasha, oynish shamanu azhore minayim. Fractoisvis, by chiyuvei momen, we need an azore. By malchus, we need azore. We'll see, by korban, we need azore. But by an oynish momen, we need azore. Ma'ashayich loyme elim kein hiza. The bish loyme boynish shvue, the oynish that comes for the shvue. The hainu korban shayich. There you need azore. The bepesach umila leke korban. Even though we have a cloud that all chayve krisis sheshagigo shaygik and the chayve krisis brings a korban. Shaygik in the korban, they didn't bring a korban pesach. Shaygik, he wasn't mal himself, does not bring a korban. So the Gemara says in Malchus, mishum de lesbu lav. Avogav de ike korban. So Taisva says, so bishloime, that what the Gemara says, that what the Seif of the Baraisa says, that oynish shamanu legabi dechi of korban azorim inayim, that's very good. Because one is not chayev a korban unless there was azorim. And that's why korban pesach, a shogak be korban pesach, you don't bring a korban. But the reisha that we're speaking about, a chayev momen, we never find that for a chayev momen, you need azorim. So Tosfos blibes with Akash. I saw that Dvar Yaakov brings down the Raivit, and this is how he wants to explain Pshat in the Raivit. He says, Aposhete chiyev momen einachanami. You don't need a azore. Could be it's not a gedder of an oynish. I stole from him. It was mazik. Could be that's not a gedder of an oynish. We had a whole tumble of this in the beginning of Baba Kama in Einshi Min Adin. If you can't make an Einish Medin, if by Chiyuve Momen you say such a thing, that's been the right that you do say Einshi Min Adin by an Einish Momen. But that's what, if I was Mazik, but over here, I really didn't do anything. I just was Kaifa. I said, I don't have your Pekodin. I didn't make a Maisik Zeil, I didn't do anything. So this is a Mirdik Echidish, and Yechayev Ba'onsen, for saying four words, la'adam, so memele, so this is an oynish take. This is take an oynish. The chiyev onsen by a kaifa bepikodin, that even though he did not make a ma'isik zeila, it's only a kfir alone, that he's chayev onsen, this is a gedder of oynish, and this you need a azor. Kan shahoide, kan shaboide. So the Gemara is matcha rav sheshes. Could be both bovis of the baraisa are speaking about that he swore. Now the reisha that is chayev ba'onsen is speaking about that he swore and bo'edim. And the sefer that is chayev ba'kodim is speaking about that he swore and bo'edim. Kan shahoide, kan shabo'edim. Ve'itzterech shtei hazores. And you need two azores. If both are speaking about a shvua, mishum the oinshon einam shove, because it's not the same oinish. The bahoide shayach chaimish va'osham, or beidem lo shayach elachiyev onsin. That's why you need two azores. So, and I saw in a teresh shmua, it says a beautiful word to say pshat and toisvis. He says like this, but Emerson, there are, when a person is a kaifa bepekodin, he's chayev ba'onsen, so if we're choylik on Rav Sheshes, we say he's only chayev ba'onsen if he swore. He swore la'adam. If he didn't swear, he's not chayev ba'onsen. Now, how does the shvua sheker, which l'chayre is an avere bein odom lamokim, a shvua sheker, as she says, call not like that, it's a lamisoi. But how does the shvua sheker create a chiyev onsen? Since he swore false, that's why he's chayev onsen. And forget, we saw the loshen of Rashi. Rashi says, v'sheshaku ish ba'amisoi, v'aisis is a bein odom l'chaveri. So he explains, a kvire with a shvue is a kvire alimte, is a much greater kvire. That means if he comes over to me and he says, give me back the pakodin, and I say la adam, and look at me, whose leg are you pulling? Al kaponim, the kvira, good, I say, you never gave me a pakodin. Fine. That's a kvira of words. But it's not a strong kvira. The mafkid still has hopes, maybe the screw is loose by him, he doesn't understand what happened over here. But al kaponim, that's not a real kvira. He can change his mind. And I reminded myself that he did give me the pakodin. But if a person swore, I swear you never gave me a pekodin, he means business. That's called a kfira alimte. So memele, the azore of loisechachishu, which is speaking about with a shvue, the loisechachishu, which is speaking about with a shvue, is speaking about that it was a hakhosha alimte, it was a kfira alimte, could be near a shvue. Then you're chayev bonson. Then you get a din gazlin that you're chayev bonson. Stamazay a kfira alone. You said one thing, you can change your mind. A kfira alimte, that's called a hakroshe that you're chayev bonson. Now, the loise shakru ish ba'amisoy, which you're only chayev by hoide. Now, what does that mean? This is for the shvuah sheker shaboy. And this is the kapore. And only if it's hoide. That means, when a person swears false, there are two inyonim. There's a bein odom lachaveiroi, that there was a kfira limte, and that yechai monson for the kfira limte. But if you were moide, yeroi for a kapore, yisvado. If you weren't moide, so you'll get an oinish of yenevel. The loise shakru is the hazore for the kolben, like Taisu said before. That means that you bring a kolben on this world and you become this kapel for the shvua shekel. So that's the din of chaimish v'osho. Umi uteime, amai koma bereishe mi vekicheish oinish shamanu. When the bereishe started, it says vekicheish bo, Oynish shamanu, ubeseif oma mivenishba al sheker, the kimin de loimairi elalache shvuim, both cases are speaking about after the shvu, according to the one who's chaylik arav sheshes. Tavayu avalameima bivenishba al sheker. Why does the Baraisa, when it speaks about the chiyav onsim, it mentions the vekichesh, and when it speaks about the chiyav chaymish vashon, then it speaks venishba al sheker. I mean, l'chayre, it could be the way we mentioned before that the chiyav onsin is because of the kfira alimta. So it's not out the v'nishbal shoker. V'nishbal shoker is out the shvur sheker sheboy. The v'kichesh is because this is a real kfira alimta. So that is why it could be that the chiyav onsin, ziche, you need a shvur. Without a shvu, it's not called a kfira limte. But the einish is for the kfira limte, the kichesh bo. It was a real hakroshi, means business. And the nishbal shoker is the einish for the shvu sheker, which that if he was made, he zeichet to a kapore, with chaymish vosho. Aber bekitzer, we heard so far Rav Sheshes says that a kaifa b'pikodin gets a din gazlon in his chayav onsin, and he brought a raya from a baraisa, and the Gemara says could be it's not right, could be the baraisa speaking about not a plain kvira, a kvira limta, a yidei shvur. Mosiv Rami Bachome, v'shekenegdoi choshed al hashvur keitzah. Now, this is speaking about, I think, a Mishnah. The halacha is that if a, like this, the din is, if a person is chayev a shvur, so let's say this is a neidechot. Let's talk. A neidechot says that Reuven borrowed money. Reuven says he didn't borrow money, right? So he swears. at the din, so Reuven swears he did not borrow money, and he's potter, finished. That's the nitva swears that he doesn't owe the teveya money. They dechad is machayvim to swear al kapot. What is the din if the nitva is choshud al shur? He's a person who will see that we saw he swore false once. We know clear he swore false. So then Chazal did not let him swear again. We'll not give you a shur again. We see he swore false. And Chazal made a takone the teveya who swear a shur is hanoitlim and he'll take. You can't swear. The nitva can't swear. Well, this is a takone. The teveya will swear the teveya will take. But now, the Mishnah is explaining who's called Choshud al Ashvue, that we will not let him swear anymore. V'shekenegdoi Choshud al Ashvue Ketzat. Echot Shvue Sa'idis. Could be he swore once a Shvue Sa'idis, any day Lach Ha'idis. That Shvue already, if he, then he says later, I did know Ha'idis. So already, that's called his Choshud al Ashvue. Ve'echot shvuas ha'pikotn, or he swore that yenemondem ha'pikotn, and he said the la'adam, he says never, and later we find out that it's not true. Ve'afilu shvuas shov, afilu he swore a shvuas shov, which is a shvuas benodem la'mokim, that means it wasn't an avla benodem la'chaber, a shvuas shov, he said, I swear ala eit shuhu eit. No, so when he went to swear, he said that this is an eight. And from then, I swear this is an eight. So it's a shvuah shov. So al kaponim, it's not sheker. He said it's true taker. I swear this is a piece of wood. But since al kaponim, we see that the shvuah is very mezuzal beinav. He makes a shvuah on a necessary thing. He's called choshed al shvuah. And the takana is kenegdoi nishba v'noit. So we have in the Mishnah three cases. Who is choshed al ha-shvue that we paskin kenegdoi nishba v'noit? Fine. Frek de gemore v'im isa, according to Rav Sheishes, Rav Sheishes says, a koifer bepikodin is nasa ol of gazlam. So why does the Mishnah have to say that this person is choshed to swear by shvuas apikodim, echot shvuas apikodim is choshed to swear because he swore false. According to Rav Sheishes, before he swore, he was a kaifa bepikodim, and he swore, but he was a kaifa because he became a gaz. A gaz is also possible to shvuah. So why, when the Mishnah is speaking out people who we will not let them swear? The Mishnah says, a person who was swore false shvuas apikov, and shuldig. According to Rav Sheishes, he became, before he swore, he can't swear anymore. Because he's a gazlan. A gazlan is possible, a shvua. V'imisa b'kvira hu de'ifsalei. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, v'sheknag de'choshud memsecha shvuas kabi ve'ilu nishboim v'noitlim. Is there echod mehem? These are one of the cases that the teveya swears. Mishay lechavei rechayv shvua, v'hu choshed al shvua, shenimtza shakren b'shvuas. We found he once was meshak b'shvuas. Shekineg day nishba v'noit. Now, what are the cases of kineg day nishba v'noit? Echod shenechshad al shvuas aides, v'echod shenechshad al shvuas apikodn. What's the case of Shua Sabkodm? Shereinu, Shanishba Lasheker. Vafilu Leinech Shadal Lashua Shop, Shainba Kviras Momin, Verala Shamayim, Evula Rala Bias, is also Nimsal Lashua's Mom. Vimisa Lederav Sheishes, the Mishas Kviros in Nasa Gazlin. Loma Lila Misnaya, so why do I have to say that this person is possible to swear because he's choshed al ha-shvu, because he swore false. Lo malila misnai gaba hanach, demash medle yivsel, ad shas shvuim. He first becomes possible to swear, because when he swore false. Ki hanach, just like shvu say this, and just like shvu shav, hamishas kfire yivsele, mishum davi gazlam. He's nivsel already, Mishas Kvire, because he became a gazlan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. Omri, emphor the Gemara. No. Hoche b'may askinon dekoi ba'aga. This case that he says he first becomes puzzled lishava if he swore false, it's speaking about dekoi ba'aga. The behema was ba'aga. That means the behema was not by him, the behema was someplace away. And let's say it shouldn't have been there. That's if it would have been a good shema, it shouldn't have been there. And the mafkid comes to him and then it says, "Give me back my behemoth." The Hashem, give back my behemoth. And so he doesn't want to say that he has to go look for it now. So the vial, he saves face. Supposedly, you never gave me a behemoth. The kids are, some Mela, that's what he said. But in reality, he doesn't mean to be Kaifa. He means to stall for time. I'll give you back the behemoth in 5 days. So I have to look for it. But he doesn't want to tell them that. So he tells them, you never gave me a behemoth. But this statement, you have to take with a grain of salt. He doesn't mean to be Kaifa. He means to stall for time. But instead of embarrassing himself by saying that it's ba'agam, you have to read between the lines and you have to take whatever he says with a grain of salt. So that's the case over here. The case over here is speaking about that it's oimid ba'agam. And then he said that what? He said, la'adam. It's not, never gave me a pekodin or pekitzer got lost. He's a shemachim. Lamaisi, he said something that what's not true was not true. But that alone will not make him a gatlin, because if you read between the lines, he means to stall for time. That's what he really means. And 5 days later, he didn't give it back. So Memele, here he's not a gatlin according to Rav Sheshes. But if he swore that to La'adam, so then we'll see, then there's a Melech Svora to say, if he swore La'adam, then he's not a gazlan. The Shamishpat says a beautiful swore. If he swore la'adam, then he doesn't mean to stall. That means a person can say something that's not too true to stall for time. But if he says, you never gave me a pekodin, and he swore on it, here he means business taka. Here he means taka, you never gave me a pekodin, and he means to be kaif of a pekodin. But over here, he only becomes a kaif, he only becomes a gazlan with the shvua, full according to Abjaj. So now, that's what the Gemara says over here. Hoche ma'eskin in the koi ba'aga. This case that it says he's posel al shvua shekel, not al tekfirim, it's speaking about the koi ba'aga. That the bein was ba'aga, and therefore he couldn't give it to him right away because he had to look for it. The lav kfiru, there it's not a kfir, it doesn't mean to be koifa b'pikon. The sava ishtamit nalei, I want to be mishtamit myself, I mean, want to stall for time, adozilna maisinlai, till I'll go and bring it. So there, the kvire is not a true kvire, it doesn't really mean what he's saying. So therefore, then he only becomes a gazlan only when he swore. Then I see taka, he swore you never gave it to me, that he taka means that. He doesn't want to be mishtamit. He taka wants to be kaifa. Teda, I'll bring you a raya that there's such a concept of a person could be kaifel, but you read between the lines and you say he doesn't mean what he's saying, he means to stall for time. The Oma Rav Idi Barovin, a kaifel bemilve kosher le'edis. Helta maise, that a malve comes over to a person, and he says, I lent you $100, pay me the $100. He says, I never lent $100 from you. I never lent $100. Fine. Never. Two Aiden come and said, we were there yesterday, he lent you $100. Two Aiden. This person is kosher leidis. He's kosher leidis. But you have to understand, he doesn't, a milve leitzot nitno, he doesn't have money to pay up. Now Yana is moneying the money, he doesn't. So he feels, so what's going to be there? There'll be Yerdon Nechosov and those.
The Baal is saying, I never borrowed from you. And by the time it will be negay, he hopes to pay up. So he's kosher leidus, this person is not a kaifa. And then he mumbles, b'pikodayim posel leidus. But what is, if the pikodon was by him, and Yana says, give me back my pikodon. He says, it's not yours, I'm sorry, it's mine. And his kaifa said, this posel leidus. There's posel leidus. What does Rashi say? Teida, the heichid the ikal ameima lishtamuti ichaven, if I can assume that whatever he's saying should be taken with a grain of salt, it doesn't really mean what he's saying, it means to stall for time. Adam aisilei, loy mifsel beloy shvuet. Then he doesn't become posulated. The milva leitz on it. The eina arsha biyoda. He doesn't have to pay up. So he's saying, I never borrowed. He doesn't want to get involved in problems. That's why he's out of desperation. He's saying, I never borrowed money. But he doesn't become posulitis, because there's no true kfir. It doesn't mean what he's saying. You have to read between the lines. But we call him posulitis. But min lo bereish naim oichsim. Tidain da omri sadi, that he shaited the kofel and knocked biyode. When he was kaif, it was by in his reshus. Or mifsel, afa gav de lo yishtabe. Ibi yishtabe, mali milma, mali pikot. Fine. So, Bekitza, we have over here, Rav Sheshes said a teretz, and that what it says, that the nechshad and shvus of Pekodin, his posel, lois choshed ala shvua, typically is a gazlam. So he says, no, here we're speaking about that it was kaimi ba'agam, so memele, here he's not called a kaifa b'pekodin, he's called ishtamuti kamishtamid, and therefore he's only apostle only if he swore false. Fragt die Gemara, for Omar Ilfe Shvua Koine. There's a member of Ilfe that Ilfe said Shvua Koine. What does Rashi say? Shvua Koine Kosalke Daitoch Lischayev Beoinseho. That it is, that is chayev onsen, mishosh and nishba l'sheker koma. So now, agavuch, again, we see from, very interesting, with the Gemara, the Havamina learned that Ilfa speak about chayev onsen, so he says, shvua koine. So he calls the chayev onsen koine. As we had mentioned before, a person is chayev onsen, it's a shtickle bailas. Just we can find by chametz, it's a shtickle bailas, it's called your chametz. So if a person was, the Moher Havmin, if a person was kaifa b'shvue, he becomes a gazlan and he's chaya b'onsim. Shvue idekanye, avol kvir aloi. So you see, klo, not like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had said that with the kvir alone you become a gazlan, avol kvir aloi kanye. So the Gemara says, tuterutzim, hochi nami dekaime ba'agam. It's also the same thing. Ilf is speaking about that it's kaima ba'agam. So with a kfira alone, there's no kfiris moment. He does not mean to be kaifa the moment. He means just to stall for time. But if he swore, then I see he means business and the kfira is a kfira. And then he's chayev ba'onsim. What does Rashi say? Shvur kainik sagdaitri chayev ba'onsim misho shen nishba l'shekakom. And now the Gemara wants to say another teretz, which we'll see meiridike chidushim. That Ilfe, that what Ilfe said, shvua koine, has nothing to do with avsheshes. Koine does not mean he's chayev ba'onsen. Koine means he's koine. Now meiridike chidush. Kederav hune, da oma rav hune oma rav. Avun am Arab sa da mir de gesagt. Monali biotcha. He came to him, monali biotcha. You owe me a money. Let us say for practical purposes, because then he says it's speaking about with an eidecha, like this is a kaifa hakel. Monali biotcha. He says, you owe me a money. Va'lo ima ein lecha biyodi. No, I never borrowed a money from you. Vishba. And he swore he never borrowed a money. Va'achakach bo edim. And later edim came and said, he's a liar. We saw he zicha borrowed a money from him. Potter, he's potter to pay. Helt amayse? This is a real shagit. He said, I never borrowed any money from you. And he swore he didn't borrow money from him. And to Adam come late and say, well, he sure did borrow money from him. And this shagit, he doesn't have to pay. And Rav Huna said, a posik. He brought a posik on this. Rav Huna brought a posik. V'lokach bailov. This is speaking about, we'll say, Shvus HaPikodin. V'lokach bailov. The bailim accept the shvuah. V'lo yishalem. And the nitva doesn't have to pay anymore. I swore I didn't borrow. I gotten tag. It's finished. I don't have to pay you. Kivin she kiblu a bailim. Shvue shuv ein meshalem moment. I swore for you. That's it. I don't owe you any money. So Memela will, now the Gemara, we're going to explain Rav Huna soon, but now the Gemara just wants to say, we hear that member of Ilfe. That Ilfe said, Shvue koine. Ilfe said, Shvue koine. So the Gemara wanted to ask, the Gemara understood koine means chayiv bonsim. So we hear the kasha and Rav Sheish, because Rav Sheish says, chayiv bonsim, that's filled without a shvue. Tzmo says, no, Ilfe means something else. Shvua koine does not mean achiyav onsin. Shvua means after he swore, he's spotted to pay. That's what Ilfe said. Let's see what Rashi says. Viboy yisayim shvua koine dekom Ilfe legamri koma. It's completely his. Desulay mishalem. He doesn't have to pay anymore. Kida Rav Huna. Just like Rav Huna. Now the Gemara is going to start analyzing this gewaldike chiddush of Rav Huna. Gufe. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, monali biyodcha. V'alo oimer ein lecha biyodi klum. And he says, I never lent me anything. V'nishba, and he swore. Ubo Edim, and now Edim came and said he did lend him. Potter. Shenema v'lokach bolov le'yishalem kivin shekiblu bailim shvue shuv ein mishalmin moment. They got, I swore for you, finished, I don't know you anymore. No, Omar Rove. So Rove said, Mistavre, this chiddush, good, it's amoyridike chiddush, but Mistavre milse derav b'milve. The lohitzon itno, that means, Yenna says, I lent you money. So now the shail is, do I have to pay him back? I lent him, I borrowed money from him. They have to pay him back. And that, Rav Huna, a posik, a mer de kechidish, v'lokach bailov, you take the shvua, v'lo yishalem. I don't have to pay you back. Good, a mer de kechidish. You don't have to pay back the chayiv. Finished. Okay, that I can understand a little. That's a chidish akra, but I'll kapon him. That's pshat and posik. Avol pikodin. But what'll be, let's talk about another case, that Reuven comes over to Shimon, this is my pikodin. And Shimon says, no, it's mine. And he swears that it's his. And then Edom come and say, no, it belongs to Reuven. So, this is Reuven's pikodin. And here now, we're not clearing a shaila, is Shimon mechuyev to pay him? Is Reuven... Can Reuven take back his pikodin? It's his. Edom say it's his. Avol pikodin, Amar Rav, Mistavre milse derav, the chiddush of Rav, I would say, is bemilve, the lohitzon itna. That means the money belongs to the loiv already. There's only a chiyev lishalem. I borrowed, you have to pay back. And that, Rav Huna said a chiddush, And if he swore, v'lokach baila v'lo yishalem. Avol pekodin, b'shusay demorikoi. But pekodin, which is, it still belongs to the market. So there, tzichin ha-mestav, if he swears, he'll be koinit. V'lekim, but I said, I'll swear, omar rav afilo pekodin. Rav said, he's chidish afilo by pekodin. Amir dikedin. And a fellow by Pekodin, if the Nivkat swore, he keeps it. My Riddick. How do I know that Rav said this by Pekodin? The Chiksiv Krab Pekodin, because this Pasuk is speaking about a Pekodin. The Pasuk is speaking about that Mafkit came over to Hashemah. And this is Lokar Baila Vlo Yisham, it's speaking about a Pekodin. Va'afal Pekain. Rav says that the lo yishalim, he doesn't even have to return the pekodin which belongs to the mafkid. Let us see Rashi. Avol pekodin b'shusay demorikoi ve'ein kam v'lo yishalim. It's not that he has to pay back. The kol heicha de'isa demoriyu. The pekodin ksiv gabi shemer socha. And he's kind of the pekodin. Now, this is a meirdik chiddush. How do we understand and digest such a chiddush? I mean, what's pshat? What happened all of a sudden? Reuven had a pekodin. He gave it to Shimon. Shimon says, never gave it to me. He swears false. He's a liar and he's a shakran and he swore false. And Adam come and say, this is Reuven's. And he keeps it. How does it work? So the Chazainish wants to say, to understand this memra of Rav, that we had mentioned this svore, Legabi, we had mentioned this in Perek Meruba a few times, and he says, really, when a person steals something, the reason it doesn't become his, is because the chiyuv ashove makes that it shouldn't become his. That means there's the chiyuv ha'ishiv, there's a svara to say, Yovan Mahani, or a different svaras, that when a person steals something, it should become his. No, the Torah said, there's a chiyuv ha'ishiv on you to return it, so the chiyuv ha'ishiv prevents it from becoming his. Therefore, Rav, this is the same Rav, and the Chazanish is Medama this Rav. Rav says in Sanhedrin Amir de Kechidish, Rav says if a person is above a machteres, and above a machteres is, you can kill him, so you say, Kim lebe de Rav minei, so if a person stole be machteres, there's no chiyev veheshiv, so Rav says the gzele belongs to him, bedomim kanino, he's kaine, this chavis that he stole, with the chiyev misa, that's mutalolo. You say, kim lebe the rabbinate is not chayev, is chayev misa, not veheshiv. Memele, this chayevitz belongs to him. So we see such a concept that when one steals something, if for some reason the chiyev veheshiv will fall off, so it will belong to him. We mentioned this is the same svara why shini is koine. Where does it say that it belongs to him? So they also say the same svara, because the chiyev veheshiv prevents it should belong to him, and the chiyev veheshiv is only if it's kasha gozel. If it's not kasha gozel, there's no chiyev veheshiv. So automatically it belongs to him. Al kaponim, there is such a concept that a gozlin, for some reason, when he steals something, without the chiyev veheshiv, it should belong to him, and the chiyev veheshiv makes that it doesn't belong to him. So, Zukta Chazanish, this is the Chiddush HaKro. When you swore, the Chiyuv VeHeishiv falls off. Why it falls off, that the Chazanish doesn't explain. But that's the gather of the Pasuk. The gather of the Pasuk, like this, we have something which we don't understand, the mechanics of the Salochet. He went and he was the Teveya, his Pekodin, and he was Kaifa with a Shvua, and he keeps it. So what happened over here? So the Chazainish says, Rav l'shitosi, this is the same Rav in Sanhedrin, that Rav says, whenever the Chiyuv veHeishiv falls off, So Memele, so then every Gzela belongs to him. So here also the Chiyuv Aheshev falls off, and the Chiyuv Aheshev falls off, and therefore belongs to him. Given shekiblu bailam shvuim shuv ein mishalmin moment. And then this is God, ein mishal means, or he doesn't return the gzela. He doesn't return the gzela. But here's a much greater chiddush. The case of Rav and Sanhedrin, he made a maisa gzela. He didn't even make a maisa gzela. He just swore, it's a psa gzela, he gets a din gazlan with the kfire. He gets a din gazlan with the kfire, and a gazlan that becomes a gazlan with a kfire ayedei shvue, there's no chiyuv aheshev on this gzela, and it belongs to him. Yosef Rav Nachman v'kom aloha shmaita. Rav Nachman said over this member, the member of Rav Huna Marav, Eisvei Rav Ache Bamanyuni Rav Nachman. Rav Ache Bamanyuni asked Rav Nachman, we learned as follows. Heichon Pigdoini, the Amafkid asks Hashema, where's my Pekod? Amalei Ovat, I got lost. Mashbiyach Ani, I mashbiyah you, but there's a din Hashvus of Pekod, the Mafkid could be mashbiyah the Nifkat. Mashbiyach Ani, Va'oma Omei, and he said, Amen, so there's like a mushpa piyatzma. Ve'edim me'edim oisai sha'ochloi. And then Edim come and say, this pakot, he said, we're talking about Hashem Machin, heiche pigdoini, amalei ova, lost, fine. Mashbiyach ani, v'amar Amen, yeah, I swear, got lost. Ve'edim me'edim oisai sha'ochloi, mishalem es hakeren. He has to pay. Hoyde mi atzmoy, mishalein keren v'chaymish v'osham. And it's moide, v'keren v'chaymish v'osham. So here, say it's klo, you're saying over a member of Rav, that lokach bailo v'lo yishalem, after the shvua belongs to him, he doesn't have to pay for it. Here it says clear, he was mashbiyim, he swore on a pekodin, and it says he has to pay. He has to pay. If he was made, he pays Keren Chaymish V'Hoshem. Amalei Rav Nachman, Hochem Ha'eskinen, Kegoyin De Nishba, Chutz Lebez. It's speaking about that he swore Chutz Lebez. And a shvua, this din, that Rav learns out from the Posik, that the shvua, after the shvua, there's no Chiyuv Aheshev, that's Tavke, a shvua Chashuva. A strong, a shvua in Bezdin, which was a very scary affair. That shvua, that was a meidike chamadike shvua, that shvua, there's no din vahishiv to the gzela of the shvua. But if it was a shvua chutz le Bezdin, so then Rav is also meidike that he's not kainik. Let us see Rashi. Lahoshmaite de Ravune, mishalem es hakeren. The kefil, he doesn't pay kefil, then kefil, but tayin nignav. V'chay mishvoshen nami loy shaychi, al kshahoyde, d'chsiv begez la ger misvado. So you pay the ker. Hoyde me'atzmoy, la'ache shvua. Fine. K'toni mi'areisha, but the kasha is from the reisha. Mishalem keren al yedei eidet. V'kasha l'rav, to'om ha'kivin shenishba lo yishalem. Afilu bo eidem. That's what Rav says. Misefer loy porich, the sefer has also shver. They pay a keren chaymish v'osham. The bahoide loy koma rav by moide. Rav is also moide. Toksi veishav es agzela ubenishba bahoide mishtoikra. The lamedus of this we'll have to see tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. So the Gemara answers: Chutz lebezdin loy alima shvue. A shvua chutz lebezdin is not a shvua alime, so memele, that shvua will not be mafkia the momen of the mafkid.